welcome to this month's Life Notes, which move you one book closer to living 12 categories smart. This is Jessie Colhagen, and you're listening to The Life Note, The Compound Effect, by Darren Hardy and summarized by Marcia Joseph. As always, we'll begin with a quote. "We all come into this world the same, naked, scared, and ignorant. After that grand entrance, the life we end up with is simply an accumulation of the choices we make." End quote. The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy explores the simple but brilliant concept that small changes made over time can result in extraordinary wins. By now, we've probably all heard about the power of compound interest when it comes to your financial life. As a reminder, a penny doubled over just 31 days will result in over $10.7 million, as Hardy reminds us. That's pretty astounding, right? If you apply that same principle of compounding in other areas of your life, you can achieve extraordinary results. The key is to continue with the habit so that the benefits compound over time. As founding editor and publisher of Success Magazine, among other accomplishments, Darren Hardy likely has studied more about success than most people on the planet. Fortunately for us, he has distilled some of the best learning into this outstanding book, The Compound Effect. In this Life Note, we'll consider some of our favorite big thoughts, including how small changes bring big wins, eliminating bad habits, tracking yourself, the ripple effect, establishing consistent routines, and carefully considering your influences and associations. We highly recommend this wonderful book. The first big thought: small changes bring big wins. The power of compounding. Quote, "It's not the big things that add up in the end. It's the hundreds, thousands, or millions of little things that separate the ordinary from the extraordinary." End quote. What's the difference between an Olympic athlete and you? It's likely a few thousand intensive workouts where they put in extraordinary effort. What's the difference between a self-made millionaire and someone who is struggling financially? It's likely a whole string of choices over time to work harder and smarter each and every day. The compound effect captures the powerful idea that when you repeat certain actions and habits over time, the resulting impact is huge. Let's take one simple example: keeping up with the news. Hardy shares a story of an executive he worked with who wanted to improve his productivity. And hey, what harm is there in reading or watching a little bit of news now and then, right? But when this executive added up the time he spent reading the newspaper in the morning, listening to the news during his commute, checking the news on his computer, and then watching a little bit of news at night, it turned out in total he was spending 3.5 hours a day with the news. And that's just in one day. Imagine if you took that amount of time, compounded over this man's lifetime, how much of it would be spent consuming news? Small, positive habits over time can compound into extraordinary wins, and small, bad habits over time can similarly compound into huge problems. Grab for that bag of cookies often enough, and you may be well on your way to a lifetime of obesity. Ignore your family frequently enough, and you may be headed for a divorce or kids who don't know you very well. Spend your whole paycheck or more every month, and you could be creating a mountain of debt that you'll be facing for years. What do you want to compound in your life? And what do you want to stop compounding? Is today a good day to start? And here's a little hint: yes. Big thought number two: eliminating bad habits. 5 key strategies. Quote, "I've met and worked with many great achievers, CEOs, and superstars, and I can tell you they all share one common trait. They have good habits." End quote. Let's face it, it's hard to kick bad habits. It's really hard. Fortunately, Darren Hardy has some great advice for us to draw upon when we want to eliminate those bad habits. He identifies 5 key strategies. Let's do a quick overview and be sure to review these in full as you read The Compound Effect. Number one, identify your triggers. Does an email coupon from your favorite store trigger you to head there immediately to use the coupon? What triggers you? Number two, clean house. Can't walk past the bag of chips without grabbing a handful? Clean house of all the chips. Number three, swap it. Swap those chips for grapes or healthy nuts instead. Number four, ease in. Start with just 5 sit-ups or 5 minutes of meditation. Number five, or jump in. Sign up for 3 dating sites and just go for it. Jump in. When it comes to bad habits, you have to be really proactive and creative when it comes to figuring out how to tackle them. They're like sneaky devils that just keep finding ways to trip you up and preventing you from becoming your best self. Hardy's 5 strategies are like powerful weapons against those bad habits. And if one doesn't work for you, try another one. Kicking bad habits takes persistence. Don't give up. If the 5 minutes of meditation strategy still didn't work, try 1 minute, or try the evening instead of the morning. Just learn the lesson of what worked for you or didn't work, and then try a different strategy until you find the best one or combination of them for you. Big thought number 3, tracking yourself, an idiot-proof system. Quote, why do Olympic trainers get paid top dollar? Because they track every workout, every calorie, and every micronutrient for their athletes. All winners are trackers, end quote. Do you have an important goal right now that you're struggling to achieve? Maybe it's that stubborn extra 10 pounds that you would finally love to be rid of. Or perhaps you really want to start investing in real estate, but somehow you just never seem to have money left over at the end of the month. You're not quite sure where the money goes, but, well, it sure does seem to go. Darren Hardy encourages us to build awareness in order to move towards change. And just how do we build that awareness? You guessed it, by tracking. Hardy writes, quote, to help you become aware of your choices, I want you to track every action that relates to the area of your life that you want to improve. If you've decided that you want to get out of debt, you're going to track every penny you pull from your pocket. If you've decided that you want to lose weight, you're going to track everything you put into your mouth. End quote. And yes, it can be hard to track every dollar or every calorie, but let's consider the alternative. You can just keep cursing that same 10 extra pounds, and you can just keep delaying your real estate investment goals or whatever your personal goals may be. Do you want to have the exact same goals and resolutions next year that you had this year? Probably not. Then trust this important advice of tracking everything related to that goal. Yes, everything. When you do, it's going to be hard not to achieve your goals. By the way, there are free downloadable resources that can further help you on www.thecompoundeffect.com. Also, for financial tracking advice, you might benefit from another great book, Your Money or Your Life by Vicki Robin and Joe Dominguez. You can check out that life note. And finally, there is great content on the Lifebook site related to habits and tracking, so be sure to take a look there as well. Now let's turn our attention to another great benefit from habits called the ripple effect. Big thought number 4, the ripple effect. One habit leads to another. Quote, the reality is that even one small change can have a significant impact that causes an unexpected and unintended ripple effect. End quote. Have you ever eaten a big piece of pizza topped with loads of cheese and pepperoni and then decided, what the heck, you might as well have the brownie for dessert too? You've already blown it, so why not keep going, right? And the next day, you also skip your workout because now you're feeling really bad about yourself after eating a week's worth of calories in one evening. And that sexy evening with your loved one? No way. It's definitely not happening now that you're feeling like a couch potato. That is the ripple effect in action. Hardy explains this ripple effect concept and how it factors into the compound effect of your actions and habits. He points out that the ripple effect can work against you, but also for you. Positive habits can and often do lead to other positive habits. When you just had a killer workout, chances are pretty good that you're not going to go through the fast food drive-thru on the way home. You're likely to make healthy food choices instead. And as we just discussed, the ripple effect can lead to a downward spiral if you're starting with a bad habit or unhealthy action. So leverage the ripple effect to work for you, not against you. Big thought number 5, consistent routines, finding your groove. Quote, it's not easy to build momentum, but once you do, look out. End quote. Hardy points out that the one thing that successful people have in common is that they leverage routines to build discipline into their daily lives. Why is consistency so important? He uses the example of a hand pump on a water well. It takes tremendous energy to get the water flowing at the beginning. You have to pump it very vigorously. But once it does start flowing, the water comes quite easily. Creating positive habits works exactly the same way. Going for a run first thing in the morning can be really, really hard at first, especially if you haven't been exercising for a while. But once you get into the groove of a consistent routine, it becomes so much easier. The momentum propels your habit forward. One of our favorite suggestions in the compound effect related to this topic is the suggestion to bookend your days. To do so, build powerful routines at the beginning and end of your days. These are the times of days that you'll likely have more control over your schedule than in the middle of the day. Your morning routine might include exercise, blocking out time for your top priority, or reading something that advances your intellectual goals. Your evening routine might incorporate planning tomorrow's successful day, cutting up fruits and vegetables for tomorrow's healthy eating plan, or spending dedicated time with your family. If you bookend your days with the right routines, the impact of the momentum can be enormous. So, how are you currently bookending your days? With an empty calorie bagel in the morning and an hour of negative news on TV in the evening? Isn't it time to create some better bookends than that? Take a minute now, if you're inspired, to develop how you want to bookend your mornings and your evenings and integrate this strategy into your life book. Then, just like that hand pump with the effortlessly flowing water, your new routines are also going to create an amazing flow of positive results into your own life. The final big thought, influences and associations. Level up your life. Quote, Jim Rohn taught that we become the combined average of the 5 people we hang around the most. Rohn would say we could tell the quality of our health, attitude, and income by looking at the people around us. End quote. Hardy explains that there are 3 kinds of influences that impact us. Number 1, input. Number 2, associations. And number 3, environment. Let's consider each of these and how they impact us. Number 1, input. This has to do with what you feed your mind. For example, are you mostly feeding your mind with whatever random content shows up on your Facebook feed that day? Or endless news coverage about political bickering and another tragic car crash? What are you feeding your mind with? And are those inputs focused on your most important goals? Or are they just mindless distractions that suck your life away minute by minute and hour by hour? Number 2, associations. This relates to the people you surround yourself with. These people, who the author calls your reference group, have a major impact on you and your behaviors. Carefully select those you associate with, because this factor will have a huge impact on your life over time. Number 3, environment. Changing your view changes your perspective, explains Hardy. So whether that view means living in your dream house or simply clearing out all the unnecessary clutter surrounding you, your environment matters. Do you want to level up your life? Then consider your inputs, associations, and environments. And if they're not supporting your life vision, it's time to make some changes. So there you have it, our favorite big thoughts from this incredible book, The Compound Effect. Now imagine what would happen if you applied the power of compounding to all 12 categories of your life book. Think how your health and fitness would skyrocket if you kept up with small changes over time, such as regularly exercising or eating just one more serving of vegetables every day. Or what about in your financial life, actually receiving the benefit of compound interest as you increase your savings each month through a regular savings habit? Or what about in your love relationship? What would be the effect over time of doing one nice thing for your loved one every single day? If you love this topic as much as we do, you're going to find a great deal of value from this inspiring and transformational book. Thank you so much for listening in. We look forward to sharing more wisdom with you again soon. And until next time, here's to moving one book closer to living 12 Category Smart.